Good morning. It's the 4th of September. Our New Testament reading today is 2 Corinthians chapters 3 and 4. I'm going to read it to you from Brother Michael Ashton's book. Brother Michael writes this. The value of the law was only temporary. So, in addition to being a ministry of death, its glory was also fading. This was Moses' own experience. When he descended from Mount Sinai, he had to place a veil over his face. The children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, we read in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 7. Paul tells the Corinthians something about this incident that can only be inferred from the Exodus passage. The brilliance shining from Moses' face gradually faded away, allowing him eventually to dispense with the veil when he spoke to the Israelites. By contrast, the new covenant, the ministry of the Spirit, is more glorious, verse 8. It exceeds much more in glory, verse 9. It is the glory that excels, verse 10. The glory that accompanied the Mosaic covenant is completely overshadowed by the new covenant, of which Paul was a minister. The new covenant's most essential difference, the difference that made it more glorious, was that it did not condemn. It is a covenant that provides forgiveness and not punishment for sins, as declared by Jeremiah in his wonderful prophecy about God's purpose with Israel. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. That's from Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34. The promise of forgiveness is the basis of the Christian hope. So Paul was able to speak to the Corinthians boldly and clearly. He draws a comparison between Moses speaking to Israel and his own relationship with the Corinthians. Moses had to cover his face, and the message was veiled. Their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted on the reading of the Old Testament, as we read in chapter 3 and verse 14. Israel became obsessed with the law. Their minds were blinded by the glory that accompanied the giving of the law, and their hearts were hardened so that they were not led by the law to acknowledge Christ. When he speaks in this way, Paul must have recalled his own history. Before his conversion, he was blinded by the glory of the law. A veil covered his mind so that he could not see the greater glory of the new covenant in Christ. And he had to be temporarily blinded by the glory that excels, so that the veil could be taken away when he turned to the Lord. Paul understood better than almost anyone else the attitude of mind of the law-centred Jew, who could not rid himself of the shackles of the law even after learning about Christ. Beholding the glory of God revealed in Christ is not a passive state. It is active, and it is a continuing process. Moses' face shone when he beheld the glory of the Lord, and believers are transformed as they look upon and meditate about God's glory in Christ. The object is to be changed into the image that is beheld. This explains why Paul uses the figure of a mirror. We see ourselves and we see Christ, and we seek to be changed in order to become more like him. Rotherham, therefore, renders verse 18 of chapter 3 in this way. And we all, with unveiled face, receiving and reflecting the glory of the Lord. May it be that we all seek to do that as we await his return. Thank you for listening to me.